This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, as we know, Detroit public schools have been controlled by the state since 2009. Yet the latest emergency manager says the district will not be able to meet its obligations after June 30th. Detroit teachers want to know, how did the district run up so much debt under all of these emergency managers? Republicans voted down an audit provision when the State House passed its DPS aid package last week, which raises the question, why are House Republicans saying no to an audit? Let's turn now to Bridge Magazine's Chastity Pratt-Dossie. Good to have you with us, Chastity.
Hello.
With Detroit's public schools where they're at on the verge of imminent financial collapse, how important is a forensic audit right now, as the teachers are calling for?
The difference between a regular annual internal audit and a forensic audit is really important, because in a forensic audit, a lot of times they're looking for wrongdoing. They're looking for where the district may have skirted the law or broken the law. And so while the teachers want to know where the money went or where the money is, a forensic audit would not only say that, but what went wrong and who did it wrong.
And in other words, a possible court action.
Possible court action. You see a lot of forensic audits done as a precursor to some kind of court action. It would not just tell us where the money is, but what went wrong.
Now, emergency manager Judge Stephen Rhodes says he welcomes an audit. I don't know if he's saying he welcomes a forensic audit or the annual audit, but he says he welcomes an audit, but what? They don't have the money to do it.
You know, it's one of those things. It's how much do you want to pay? It could cost, you know, $500,000. It could cost $10 million. How deep do you want the dig to be? Because a district the size of DPS, they have hundreds and thousands of expenditures and vendors. And you could, you know, look at every line on every purchase order and every contract. And that could take years and it could take a lot of money. So it's how much money do you want to spend and how deep do you want to go with this? So the teachers are saying, you know, with their lemonade stand, you know, that they had over the weekend, that they want to raise some money, $500,000, to do a forensic audit. Well, you know, it could go way deeper than the internal audits go every year. But again, you could spend $2 million and even go deeper. And with a district like Detroit Public Schools already teetering, you know, that's a lot of money.
And the fact that we're seeing one principal after another involved in this scandal with vendor Norman Shy, it certainly would be top of mind as far as where is money going and whose fingerprints are on it. And we saw Detroit Democrat Brian Banks. He tried to get an audit inserted into that House package of bills last week to restructure DPS, but it was defeated straight along party lines.
Again, it costs money. This whole thing, this whole, you know, fight over House bills and Senate bills and whether or not DPS needs $33 million to start a new district, or $200 million or $275 million, which is a new number I heard today. It's all about money. So if you ask for a forensic audit, you're asking for more money to find out what went wrong, to find out who did wrong.
But is there also a sense of being afraid of what it might show and what that might say about the series of five emergency managers?
Well, that's definitely what the teachers will say. If you don't want to pay to find out where the money went, then you must have something to hide. And let's be honest, since 2009, we all know emergency managers appointed by the state have overseen the district, and the finances didn't get better. The finances got worse. So if the Senate and the House really want to know what their emergency managers were up to, they would do this forensic audit and let the chips fall where they may. That's what the teachers are saying. But again, you have Republicans are saying, we've spent enough money on this. We're spending way more than we want to spend. You know, every year Detroit Public Schools gets an audit anyway, and they have a deficit elimination plan. Let's get this behind us as cheaply as possible is what you're hearing from some of the Republicans.
So we know it was voted down in the House. Do we have any idea of what the Senate thinks? For example, Senator Jeff Hansen, who was the point person in that effort to craft a DPS rescue package, and he managed to pull off something that had bipartisan support. Do we have any hint as to his thoughts on this?
When you look at the Senate side of things, they look at the audits we've seen. They look at the deficit elimination plans. You know, they come out quarterly with new reports for where the deficit is in Detroit public schools. And they pretty much know, you know, how deep the hole is at this point. They just want to get out of the hole, get DPS on some firm footing, and give it enough resources to move forward. So the concentration on the Senate side has not been as much on a forensic audit. The teachers, I think they're really pushing that. For years now, the school board, which gets, you know, no attention and no love because they have no power, has been asking for a forensic audit for years. This isn't a new idea, but you're seeing it come from a really grassroots level of teachers saying, let's do this, and the school board. In the legislature, I don't think the debate is that loud over whether to do a forensic audit. It really is, you know, how much they should give Detroit Public Schools to keep the district open and to keep it moving forward.
But you got to think, if it's taxpayer funding that would do all of that coming from all over the state, you know, I mean, you kind of see why the teachers are saying, well, don't they want to know before they vote right. to send us these millions of dollars exactly, you know, where the money pits and what's been going on?
Well, it would be good accounting to know moving forward, how do you prevent the same mistakes from happening again? We're not just talking about these principals, but if there was sure. widespread wrongdoing, wouldn't you want to know, shouldn't you, you know, make sure that these things don't happen again? That's the argument here. But, I mean, you run up against the money argument. How much money do we want to spend on that? Do we really want to see who's at fault? And it's so circular. People point fingers at each other. It's your fault, the Republicans. No, it's your fault, Detroit. You don't want to know what happened. Yes, we do. It becomes a circular argument that moves no one ahead. But you're right, Cindy. People are saying if you want this district to move forward and move forward in a way that's meaningful, you got to know what went wrong to prevent it from happening again. Is it going to happen? Republicans are in charge. It's probably not going to happen.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie, Bridge Magazine. Always great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.